Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. Boston museum directors are stepping down. First, Malcolm Rogers of the Museum of Fine Arts, then Thomas Lentz of the Harvard Art Museums, and now Anne Hawley, director of the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum for the past 25 years, announced that she, too, will step down at the end of the year. Joining us now to talk about this is Sebastian Smee, Pulitzer Prize-winning art critic for the Boston Globe. Hi, Sebastian.
Hi, Anthony.
Thanks for coming in. So we'll talk about Anne Hawley in a minute, but first, the departure of three directors from three major Boston museums. What is the Boston arts community losing with these three resignations?
Well, three directors who have achieved a lot, most obviously. I think all three of these directors will be associated, you know, for a long time with what they achieved in terms of the new buildings they had put up. Those buildings involved huge sort of fundraising campaigns. In each case, it was in the teeth of recession. And so they got through a lot of tough situations. In that sense, I think they've achieved a lot that's extremely tangible and important.
Big accomplishments. You write that museum directors can't just be art lovers and scholars. They really have to be visionaries and fundraisers as well. Are these three that?
Absolutely. I mean, this is the interesting thing. I mean, there have been so many building projects at museums all around New England in the past 10 or 15 years. In each of the cases of these three museums, Harvard, the Gardner, and the MFA, you know, I think it's quite clear that they all needed attention in terms of their buildings, climate control, increased space, and just looking after what was already there. But I almost get to the point where I wonder whether to be a successful director in this day and age, it's necessary to create some kind of a new building, to attract funds, to get people excited, to have a sense of success. And sometimes I wonder whether that can't be a distraction from, you know, the more fundamental purposes of a museum.
Well, we've talked over the past weeks and months about Malcolm Rogers and Thomas Lentz. Let's talk about Anne Hawley's resignation from the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum. Remind us specifically what she's done for this museum over the past 25 years.
Well, right. It's been that long, which is extraordinary, isn't it? I mean, she came in and inherited a building that really did need a lot of attention, the wonderful palazzo that Isabella Stewart Gardner put up a century ago. And it just had a lot of pressure on the space that was there because over the years, of course, as museums and museum culture changes, it had to contain a cafe and a shop and these other things that Isabella Stewart Gardner couldn't really have envisaged. Those things were all squeezed into the old building. And I think there was a real need to get them out of that building, out of that precious building that in so many other ways shouldn't be touched. Of course, it was only a year into her time there that the worst imaginable thing happened. And of course, that was the great theft.
Right.
The most infamous art heist, you know, probably in all of history.
And it remains unsolved. Thieves grabbed 13 paintings, including works by Rembrandt, Vermeer, and Monet. How did she handle that?
This must have been an incredibly traumatic and difficult thing for her to go through. She steered the museum through that with, I think, great aplomb and integrity, and then turned her attention to what could be improved about the museum.
And when you heard that she was stepping down this week, what was your reaction? Did you see it coming?
Well, I don't think, you know, it's enormously surprising after 25 years. But I think just because she's so associated with that museum now, it was a little bit of a surprise, and especially to come after the announcements of the intentions to resign of Malcolm Rogers and Thomas Lentz. So, yeah, I think it's sort of, you know, three dominoes in a row, and it's all been a bit surprising. So it'll be an interesting time now, I think, for those institutions in Boston.
Well, let me ask you about Hawley. She told the Boston Globe, "One should always go when you're at the top of your game." Would you agree that she was at the top of her game?
I think that's fair. You know, I think that she pulled off this new Renzo Piano designed expansion. He's the same famous Italian architect, of course, who redid the Harvard Art Museums, the old Fogg Museum on Quincy Street. It was always going to be controversial because, of course, everyone associates the Gardner Museum with a thing that can't be changed and shouldn't be touched, according to Isabella Stewart Gardner's will.
A little corner of the Renaissance Venice, right?
Exactly.
Keep it the way it always has been.
Yeah. Right.
Well, you include a really fun anecdote in your piece about Anne Hawley's fundraising tactics, and she hid in a tree to ask for a gift from a trustee seated on a garden bench below. So what does that tell you about the kind of director she's been?
Well, I enjoy that anecdote. And another one about one of the chief fundraisers, the chief fundraiser for the new building, hosting a party where a magician was invited to perform tricks and sort of prove that the impossible was possible. She includes these anecdotes in a recent book about the building of the new wing. And, you know, they're telling because they give you an idea of how difficult the environment was in terms of raising money at the time. This was immediately in the aftermath of the crisis, as I said. And Renzo Piano was actually getting ready to pull the plug. He said, "I don't believe you're going to be able to pull this off." But it also gives you an insight into the world in which directors these days have to sort of move and negotiate, the kinds of people with lots of money who are often very generous and extremely commendable people. But, you know, you have to sort of be so involved in seducing these people and buttering them up and, you know, the tricks that are involved and so on. You just wonder, is this something that an art historian or a scholar really wants to spend all their time doing? I think it's what they have to do if they want to be successful directors.
You know, it's interesting. We spoke to Malcolm Rogers a while back when he announced that he was leaving the MFA. And this is exactly the challenge, the sort of number one challenge that he said took some getting used to, coming from Europe, where there's huge state support for big museums where he worked. And he had to learn or accept this idea really fast that he had to rely on private fundraising.
Right, which is just so time-consuming, yeah. And it must be so exhausting. And I admire people who've done it so successfully. Museum directors here in America generally get compensated better than their you know, their peers in Europe or Great Britain. But it comes at a price. They have to spend so much time raising money, and that must get incredibly dispiriting unless you just have a real knack for it and love doing it.
Well, the Gardner is launching a global search for Holly's successor. What do you hope to see in her successor, and for that matter, successors to Lentz and Rogers?
Well, I hope to see these directors build on what their predecessors have achieved, obviously. In some cases, I hope that the replacements will be able to return the museums or focus more on the core mission of those museums, putting on exhibitions, organizing the collections in a more rational and meaningful way, and just creating a culture, a bit like people like Philip de Montebello did at the Metropolitan Museum, creating a culture where everyone is kind of on the same page and really believes in the mission of the museum.
Well, that's Sebastian Smee. He's a Pulitzer Prize-winning art critic for the Boston Globe. His forthcoming piece in the Boston Globe is about the challenges of directing a major arts institution in the 21st century. Sebastian, thanks so much for coming in, and have a great weekend.
Thank you, Anthony. You too.
And that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Anthony Brooks. Have a great weekend. Meghna Chakrabarty will be back with me on Monday. Join us then for more Radio Boston.